The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
I recently got to speak with Derek Trucks about the new Tedeschi Trucks Live LP, live from the Fox Oakland. We get into the ins and outs of the magical night that resulted in both a CD and LP, as well as a DVD, its songs and covers choices, and how improv on stage has affected his life off stage. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Assuming that you probably record, you know, a lot of your shows, what was it about this night that stuck out that said, that's the one we have to put out?
We ramped up our recording setup on the West Coast tour. Everyone's head was on right. There's this ebb and flow anytime you're out with 12 people and it's improvisational. You know, there's good runs and there's runs that are kind of work. And then there's times where the band is just kind of firing. And we were heading into that, so we decided we wanted to capture the band, and we put together this recording setup and just hoped that we would get the band in that spot, and the whole run was strong. I felt like we had a live record in the bag.
Got to be some added weight when you know it's going to be a two-part, not just the album, but also the video.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of personalities. I mean, it's 12 people on stage, so you have to try to get everybody in the same headspace. And the first night in Oakland, people have a lot of friends and guests out there, and it was mayhem backstage the first night, and we shut it down. I talked to the road manager. I was like, no guests. We got a show to do. We can't throw the victory party before the show happens. We got to go out there and earn it. So the second night felt so much better. Sometimes you have to get into that sports team locker room mentality where, you know, you need to be face to face with the people you're on stage with, in a quiet space for a few minutes before you hit the stage. So it's a lesson that we keep relearning. You know, I've been on the road so long, you forget about simple things like that. You know, when you're first starting out, there's one dressing room and the band just ends up there, and that's, you know, you naturally do that. As things progress, you know, these theaters, there's five levels of dressing rooms and people can spread out, and which is nice, but you got to get it back to the basics of, you know, we're in this together, playing music together. You gotta sometimes force it.
When you listen back on this, and especially those unscripted parts, those improvisational parts, when it's those flavorful moments that really make the night?
Yeah, you know, there were four or five moments in that show that we had never had before. They went to really nice places. Like, there was a lot of band improvisation. Everyone felt relaxed, and everybody let things kind of unfold, and different people would kind of take the ball and run at different times. It really was a good night. But yeah, for me, that's what separates a good show from a great show, is when you have those unscripted moments and everyone feels it and you can't quite put your finger on how it got there or if you'll get back there again. It kind of doesn't matter, you know. Generally, at this point, the band's been on the road long enough where the bar is pretty high. Like, I mean, there's good nights and there's bad nights, but It's the ones where you tap into that thing that you can't plan for that stands out. And yeah, I think that night we definitely stumbled into it.
You know, the conversational plane that you have with someone through a band like yours, especially when you're working off of, you know, the tightrope walk of improv on stage, but you have that special relationship, of course, with your wife. And I'd kind of be curious, like, how's that changed through the years?
By the time we put this band together, we had been married for almost, I guess, about a decade, and we had two kids, so we knew each other pretty well. But putting a band together and hitting the road, it's it's a different level of knowing somebody. I mean, it really is. It surprised us how good it's gone. it's been an amazing run. I feel like I know we're closer than we ever were. You know, things that at home and on the road have just been, it's been this great growth. And I think playing music together, especially the type of music you play, there's a line of communication and honesty that's just wide open. It makes it so much better and easier and truer. And I think you can hear and feel those things.
Go for any popular catalog choices for the covers. Like, most of these are deep cuts from the bands, which I don't know, would seem like it would be easier to make your own rather than a song that the audience had committed to memory eons ago.
You know, we play enough where a lot of times we're throwing tunes in just to keep the band on its toes. I mean, there's 50, 60, 70 tunes right now that are kind of in rotation, and from one night to the next, you know, you're constantly mixing it up. I mean, there's people that'll travel from gig to gig, and you want to make sure that the set list is varying. But a lot of it's really for the people on stage too.
It's easy to say he's one of our greatest guitarists of all time. Mr. Derek Trucks. Do seek out the new Tedeschi Trucks Band live LP, live from the Fox of Oakland. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook and Twitter / Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Almond for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.